In terms of the mood in the country going into the inauguration, there are a couple of things. Tomorrow, there's going to be the swearing in of the new MPs and then the election of the speaker. That's going to be controversial because both parties who have equal strength in parliament have nominated candidates for the election of the speaker. So this will be the test for the parties, how they are going to find compromises going forward to get a speaker that they can all work with. So that probably will also set the tone for how the opposition would treat the inauguration.
There's a petition before the Ghanaian Supreme Court challenging his re-election, but yet the inauguration is going ahead. Doesn't this create some uncertainty in the country?
This has happened in 2012 when President Mahama's election was challenged. He had to be sworn in, on December 7th as well. And this is because there's really no choice. It's not the ideal situation because in most other jurisdictions, normally election petitions are resolved before inaugurations happen. But our constitution doesn't allow us to do that. The president's term expires midnight, 6th of January. And therefore, you have to swear in another president to continue. And the constitution says that whatever that president does until a declaration from the Supreme Court is made on an election petition will not be affected. So in essence, yes, you have to swear in another president as you go forward.
The Chief Justice, who will administer the oath of office, will also likely preside over the petition should he recuse himself.
The role of the Chief Justice, that is a constitutional role that the Chief Justice has to perform. It does not create that conflict of interest in that sense because, this is a ceremonial role that the Chief Justice has to play. And of course, the Chief Justice, if he decides to sit on a panel together with other panel judges, he's one out of other judges who have to, pronounce on the particular issue.